Ah, c'est pas chaud, pas mal. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة الأعراف آية 167 and 168, and this is in page, in this book it's in page 172. Tonight is also the night of Valentine, so don't forget the special du'as, a'mal of tonight. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyina wa habibi qulubina, abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والصفوة من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ تأذن ربك ليبعثن عليهم إلى يوم القيامة من يسومهم سوء العذاب إن ربك لسريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم إن ربك لسريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم وقطعناهم في الأرض أمما منهم الصالحون ومنهم دون ذلك وبلوناهم بالحسنات والسيئات لعلهم يرجعون صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Just to recap, these verses are about Bani Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, during the time of Musa, Moses, and how they left Egypt heading to Palestine, and then they were stuck in the Sinai Peninsula for 40 years. And when you read the Quran, you come across this name frequently, Bani Israel, the children of Israel, the children of Israel. Their stories are almost everywhere in the Holy Quran. Everywhere, almost in every single chapter, you find a reference to Bani Israel. And the reason why we read their stories is that the Muslim Ummah, also the Muslim nation, are going through the same path, the same route. And this is exactly what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said. Our Prophet said, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ. He said to his nation, you're going to follow the footsteps and the tradition and the behavior of communities who lived before you, communities who followed Jesus and community who followed Moses, inch by inch and step by step. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is narrating these stories of the children of Bani Israel, the children of Israel, for us as a reminder, as a lesson. We learn from their mistakes. We learn from their success as well as mistakes. We learn from them. And here when the Quran sometimes sounds harsh, some people say, why the Quran sounds harsh? Quran has no prejudice. God has no prejudice. God is free of prejudice against any community. God has no favorite race, neither he has a favorite color, nor he has a favorite geographic location, nor he has a favorite human race or culture. We all belong to him. If we do good, we are the closest to him. If we do bad, we are away from him. God's favorite is the righteous. Inna akramakum inda Allah atqakum. If you become righteous, then you are his favorite. If you are not righteous, if you are unjust to yourself and to others, you are against God. So when God speaks about certain community and certain race and certain people, not because he has a prejudice against them, because he keeps reminding us that among them were some good. Among those communities and that community, there were some of them were very good, very close to us. And he appreciates them. He thanks them. He compliments them. But others, they were unfortunately not good. So God has no prejudice. When we read the Quran, read it with open heart and open mindedness. Let's go to 164. What if this is in continuation of what we read in the past, for the past few months. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَى الْعَذَابِ. Behold, your Lord has declared. تَأَذَّن means adhan. What is the meaning of adhan? What is the adhan? Declaration. When we do adhan for the prayers, you raise your voice, declaration of the prayers, that this is the time for prayers. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّن, once your Lord declared, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّن. Now, the president, he declares his statements were on CNN, when there is State of Union, you know, he's live on TV, or when there is something very important, he comes to the media, and he declares on television. God, where does God declare his statement? What channel? Huh? In the holy books, but where? I know it's in the holy books, but where you can hear it? It's in the universe. It's not only written or spoken. This is a fixed law. When God determines and declares, it becomes a law. And this law is applicable to anywhere on earth. Not only to this community or this geographic location. Anywhere. When he says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّن, when I declare, it means that this law goes everywhere and reaches everywhere. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ, that he would send against them. Against whom? Against all the children of Israel? Or some. Who are those some from previous weeks? If we go back to previous weeks, what did they do that God was unhappy with them? What did they do? Remember from previous weeks? Huh? They disobeyed him. Not only they disobeyed him, sometimes there is disobedience and sometimes there is something worse than disobedience, which is defiance. Defiance. Maybe a son or a daughter tells his mother, I don't do that. Sorry. This is disobedience. But sometimes he goes further to say, not only I'm not doing that, I hate that, and I hate you, and I don't want to listen to you anymore. This is not just disobedience. This is defiance. It's even worse. So they defied God, not only disobeyed him, and then some of them, they started cheating. When God said, don't fish on the Sabbath, don't do that. Take a break on that day. Visit with your family members. Take care of your children. Take care of your house. Have some rest. Come to the temple to worship me. Reflect on your life. Take a break on that day. Work 6 days. Don't work the seventh day on the Sabbath. They started cheating on that. And you know the story of their cheating. If you don't know, go to the last week recording. So this is defiance. This is terrible. When a person defies God times after times, not only on one occasion, it becomes a habit. Becomes a habit. Sometimes a person defies God one time and then he says, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I was a fool. I didn't understand. God forgive me. But no, when someone insists on his defiance, insists continuously, every single day, he rejects God, he defies God, and he gets involved in corruption, that is considered a big crime against himself, against the humanity, and ultimately against God. And therefore, God says, I know how to teach you here. I know how to teach you. And listen to what God is doing to them. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, that he will send against them till the day of judgment. Till the day of judgment, مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ, those who would afflict them with a grievous penalty and punishment. مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ. I will come to this sentence. وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. But God here is saying that if they turn back from what they are doing, if they stop, if they repent, we will change the story. We will change our ruling. So this ruling is not permanent or eternal. And this is exactly what God says in chapter 17 to Bani Israel, the same community, and from through them to us too. This is a message to the entire humanity. إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. If you do good, you will see good. If you do evil, you would not see good. You will see evil. وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. Allah says, if you go back to your crimes, we go back to our punishment too. If you stop your crimes, we forgive you. We bestow mercy on you. And this verse has a similar one in the Bible here. This verse, Surah Al-A'raf 167, has a verse similar to it in the Bible, in the Torah. In the Torah, in the book of the Jews, in the Torah. Listen to book of Deuteronomy. Book of Deuteronomy, this is chapter 11. I highlighted it here. Chapter 11, verse 26. See how Moses speaks to his community. How he speaks to his community. Listen to him. He says in 11:26, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments. A blessing in أحسنتم, أحسنتم لأنفسكم. It would be this day a blessing for you if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I commanded you this day, and a curse, listen to me, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turned aside out of the way which I commanded you this day to go after other gods which you have not known. So exactly what the Quran says here, it's mentioned before the Quran. This book is before this book. This is the book of إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. This is the book of Moses and this is the book of Prophet Muhammad, and they both come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this book has been preserved and protected till the day of judgment. No alteration, no changes, no modifications, no deletions, no additions. This book. This book has been changed many times. This book has been updated many, many times through the centuries. So it is amazing that whatever Allah said here, He also reiterated here. So this is not something new. Then another place in the book of Deuteronomy, this is verse, this is chapter 28, verse 49. Same meaning. It says, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee. Musa is saying to Bani Israel, he's forewarning them. He's forewarning them. He's telling them, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far. A nation will come to fight with you from far. From the end of the earth. From the end of the earth. As swift as the eagle flies. They come so fast. Have you seen the eagle when the eagle flies? As swift as the eagle flight. A nation whose tongue, though, shall not understand. They speak different language. You don't understand their language. A nation of fierce countenance. Those people who are going to come to fight with you, fierce countenance. Okay? Which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. They will destroy you. When they come against you, they will destroy you completely. So these are, and there are many other references where Moses alayhi salam was forewarning his community against God's wrath and God's punishment. Many places in the Old and the New Testament, both. So Allah says, we will send against you a nation that they would teach you a lesson. If you continue your corruption, if you continue your defiance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you shall not taste stability or peace on earth. You would not enjoy it. Sometimes a nation has high-rise buildings, good economic infrastructure, and they have good economy, strong economy, good businesses, but they don't feel peace. They don't feel peace. And sometimes there is another nation who does not have these high-rise buildings. They don't have that much economy. They live in very humble homes, humble infrastructures, but they have full peace, peace of mind. They enjoy their life. They enjoy their life to the fullest. See the difference? Allah says, sometimes my punishment is not thunderstorms or strong winds or tornadoes or hurricanes or earthquakes. No, I would not do that. I will take the peace away from you. I will take peace, stability away from you. You cannot sleep the night. Everything seems okay. Everything seems okay. You have the house. You have security guards. You know, you have a strong army. But still deep inside, you don't enjoy peace. This is another type of lesson that God sends and warnings for the nations. God says, until the day of, as long as you are corrupt, you would not enjoy stability. You would not enjoy peace. You would not enjoy peace. And this is what we see today. Exactly what we see today. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. But then, Allah says, if you stop your aggression, your zulm, your injustice, your corruption against others, we will stop the punishment. Because here he says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ, although your Lord is quick in retribution, سَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ, but at the same time, وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, is also oft forgiving, oft merciful. Whether you are a nation, whether you are a country, whether you are a government, whether you are a community or an individual, if you go back to God, if you did wrong to yourself and others, but you decided genuinely to go back to God, God would not continue His punishment. Because God does not have personal grudge against us. God does not have personal grudge. God is teaching us. God is murabbi, raising us, nurturing us, teaching us, like a mother. Have you seen some mothers? They discipline their children. Do they discipline them out of hate and a grudge? They hate them? Huh? They hate them? Can a mother hate her son, her daughter? I'm asking you. Many of you are mothers here. Many of you are fathers here. When you discipline your kids, when you are unhappy with them because they did something wrong, is this because of a personal issue? You hate them? You don't hate them. Why then you discipline them? Out of what? Out of love. Out of care. Because you want them to be good. You want them to be safe. You want them to learn from their mistakes. You don't want them to continue their corruption. You fear for their future. You want them to learn. So sometimes you become unhappy with them. But this unhappiness is not because you hate them, but because you love them. The same thing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah never hates any nation. Allah, He creates us. He created us. How could He hate us? So sometimes when He is harsh on this community or that community because of what we do, because of our own a'mal, our own misbehavior, our own arrogance, because of our own arrogance. Allah says, I have to teach you. If I leave you arrogant, you're going not only to destroy yourself, you're going to destroy the whole region, the whole world. So I have to teach you. This is my responsibility. So it is not out of a grudge or a prejudice or hate. Allah has nothing but love, absolute love. Allah produces nothing but absolute love and care and compassion. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The most gracious, the most merciful. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah created mercy and divided this mercy into 100 sections, 100 portions when He created mercy, rahmah. He sent one portion to earth. And He distributed this one portion among the people of earth. يَتَرَاحَمُونَ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ. They have mercy with each other. And out of this one portion, only one portion, He gave it to mothers so they care about their children. They raise their children. They become patient and tolerant with their terrible children. And he saved 99 portions of that mercy to the day of judgment. يَرْحَمُ بِهَا النَّاسِ.
Allahu Akbar. Mercy is divided into 100 portions. One, we are now utilizing only one of it now. 99 portions is saved for the day of judgment for him. For him, he's going to use it to forgive people on the day of judgment. This is God. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ. Yes, he's swift in his retribution. Don't take advantage of him. Don't say he's asleep, he's on a vacation, he doesn't see, he doesn't hear, he doesn't know. Don't say that. Don't take bad advantage of him. Don't. He's swift in retribution. He's very smart. He can see, he can hear, he can understand. He knows in your heart whether this intention is good or bad. He knows. So don't think God is naive. He's not naive. لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ. But at the same time, if you change your mind, if you want to go back to him, if you feel sorry for what you did, for your past history, if you feel sorry, وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Absolutely, he's most forgiving, oft forgiving, most merciful. And then, after that, Allah says in 168, وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا مِنْهُمُ الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ. What happened to the children of Israel after that? All of them were in the Sinai desert. All of them were gathered in the Sinai desert. There were no Jews outside the Sinai desert at that time, when they moved from Egypt going to Palestine with their leader, with Moses. They were gathered, all of them. So you could not find a Jew in Africa or in Asia or in Europe or in America or in other places. They were all in the Sinai desert, the entire, and I told you their story. They used to be in Palestine. They went to Egypt with Jacob, with Israel himself, Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, to be rejoined with his son Joseph, with Musa. So they left Palestine, they went to Egypt. Before that, in Egypt, there were no Jews in Egypt before that date. So when they arrived, they were only 73, but they multiplied. They got married, they had children, they reproduced. They become a big community, and the Egyptians, the ancient Egyptians, they did not feel happy about it. And at that time, I guess, there were no immigration laws to protect, you know, the immigrants. So there were no Congress at that time, unfortunately. Had it been Congress at that time, they would have been in Egypt for until today and the Day of Judgment. Yeah. So they left Egypt because of the persecution of the Egyptians. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ Pharaoh. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحِي نِسَاءَهُمْ Until Allah said to Musa, Musa, you have to leave. خلاص. Take your community. Go back to Palestine. When they arrived in the desert, the Sinai desert, he said to them, this is the Holy Land, but you have to fight. You can't just go there at your leisure. You have to fight. You have to work hard. They said to him, listen, we are not a community of fighting. اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون. We want to sit here and relax. We are not going to fight. Go you and your Lord. You fight on our behalf. When you open Palestine, call us. We are ready to come. Allah said, no. This does not work. فإنها محرمة عليهم أربعين سنة يتيهون في الأرض. يتيهون from تيه, diaspora, which is also mentioned here. Book of Genesis, diaspora. God said, if this is the case, they don't want to work, they are too lazy, they're going to be stuck in this desert for 40 years. Until this bad generation is going to die, a new generation is going to come, which values jihad and struggle and hard working. Then that new generation is going to be able to go to Palestine. So at that time, they were only in that desert. There were none of them
anywhere else. Allah says, after this incident, we dispersed them in the land. We dispersed them. وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We broke them into sections and communities and groups. So now, wherever you go on earth, you go to the best places, best neighborhoods, you find our cousins are there, alhamdulillah. And if you want to find where the Arabs live, go to the most terrible neighborhoods. Go to the city of New York. The banker is a Jew. The taxi driver is an Arab, alhamdulillah. This is our, you know, our tradition. And Allah says, I will give to the one who works hard. I don't look at his religion. I don't look at his color. As long as he's hardworking, I will give him. Even if he does not believe in me. And I would not give to the one who is lazy, even if he believes in me. Because belief itself does not work. It has to be, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا and then, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. You have to work hard. If you want to be successful in this life, influential, aziz, dignified, you have to work, you have to produce, you have to struggle, you have to give. You have to give. If we don't give, if we are lazy, we depend on dua, just the prayers and dua, that one does not work. Doesn't work. وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا مِّنْهُمُ الصَّالِحُونَ. Allah says, those who were dispersed in the land, among them there are righteous, good and righteous, salihun. Especially those who heard about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and accepted the Islamic faith. They accepted the risala, the messengerhood, the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمِنْهُمْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ. And some of them are the opposite. Not very much so. They are not righteous. Opposite to righteous. Some of them are righteous and some of them are not very much so. وَمِنْهُمْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ. And then listen to this where I conclude. And this is, this law here that I'm going to mention applies to the Jews, to the Christians, to the Muslims, to the Buddhists, to the believers and non-believers. See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. He says, وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And we have examined them, we have tested them and tried them. Trials and tribulations. We have tried them with both prosperity, hasanat, and as well as afflictions, sayyat, la'allahum, in order that they might turn back to us and come back to us. Sometimes God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gives wealth and money and children and influence and power and security and a beauty to certain people. Why he does give them these things? For what reason? For imtihan, for bala, for trial, to see how they handle it. God gives you children, he wants to see how you handle your children. Do you take care of them or you abandon them? God gives you some money to see how you spend your money. You spend it on building yourself or destroying yourself. Yesterday I was reading a report that those who are drug addicts, they spend an average of $140,000 a year on drugs. $140,000 a year? The one who's... an average, of course. An average. This is the average. This is the average. Some of them could use $20,000. Some of them use $2 million. The drug addicts. $140,000 a year. He has money, but he does not know how to utilize his money to build himself. He's using the money to poison himself, to destroy his life. This is a test. Allah is testing him. Allah is testing him to see how he's using his money. How do you use security? Allah has given you security. Would you thank him for that? Would you help each other? Or you destroy yourself? You refuse Allah's security. Some nations, they enjoyed security. They enjoyed affluence, richness, good economy. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَأٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ Allah brings the story of the kingdom of Saba in Yemen thousands of years ago. He says that kingdom was so powerful, so prosperous, so happy that they were a sign of God. God's sign on earth. God's sign on earth. Imagine when God says, this is my sign. Do you want to see my work? This is my work. Look at this kingdom. 5,000 years ago. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَأٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ Their land was nothing but gardens full of fruits, vegetables. They did not have desert at that time. Go to Yemen today. If you can see a tree, single tree, say salamu alaykum to that tree. Go to Yemen today. What do you hear from Yemen? Every single day. The story is for the last 30, 40 years. Every single day there is bombing, there is killing this group against that group, this city against that. This family, A'ilatul Ahmar against A'ilatul Azraq, you know. Fighting. Every single day. Allah says that kingdom was prosperous, was happy. جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ Enjoy, but give thanks. God does not want me to say thank you to him. He says, when you help each other, you are saying thank you to me. Help each other, respect each other, don't abuse each other. This is the best thank you to God. This is the best way of thanking him, is to help each other, respect each other. But they refused. They became arrogant. When they have too much money, they become what? Arrogant. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ Beautiful city, stable city, kingdom, and a forgiving Lord. Allah says after that, did they appreciate? They didn't. فَأَعْرَضُوا They rejected. They defied, they rejected, they disobeyed, they became arrogant. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَارِمِ وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ When they defied us, we were patient with them the first time, the second time, the tenth time. But after that, we said enough is enough. So we sent what against them? Big flood. The dam that they created, huge dam at that time, the dam collapsed. And when the dam collapsed, the whole kingdom collapsed. The whole kingdom. They did not survive. This is a lesson from Allah. In ahsantum, if you do good, you do good to yourself. In ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. So Allah sometimes, when he gives prosperity, it's a test. And when he sends affliction, also a test. Also a test. Again a test. To see how we handle it. Sometimes God sends some punishment as a warning. So we do not become arrogant. Because our nature is arrogance. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى I said this many times here. That if you go back, if you go home now. And you get an email. That you have $1 million in your account. $1 million. But don't believe it, huh? This usually comes from Nigeria and, you know, don't be too excited. Yeah. But suppose it's a real news, genuine. Okay? Someone says, I love you, I fall in love with your beautiful eyes, so I wired $1 million into your bank account. Believe me, most of us, not all of us, most of us, immediately will change. Immediately will become, feels empowered, strong. He doesn't have to listen to his wife, respect his wife. He doesn't have to listen to his brother. Who are you to teach me what to do? I have money, I'm independent now, I'm self-sufficient, I don't need anyone. Shaitan comes to him and he induces him with these evil and bad and wrong thoughts. Immediately he develops this feeling that he is today, he needs no one. Khalas. This is innal insana la yabqa. So Allah says, I send warning sometimes. I teach you a lesson. I afflict you with sickness, with ailment, with disease, with loss, with weakness. So you come back to me. You do not become what? You don't become arrogant. وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ. It might stimulate them to come back to us. And this law does not only apply to the Jewish community, but to the Muslim community too. To the Christian community, to the Buddhist community, to all communities. Allah tests us with both, with goodness and evil. Inshallah, we will continue on Surah Al-A'raf next week. And we will see you tomorrow, inshallah. The Friday prayers at 12:10. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafirul khati'at. Let's recite this dua together for the healing of the sick and the fulfillment of the needs, the hajat, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية. اللهم اقض ديوننا. اللهم اقض حاجاتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. إن شاء الله, this center IECOC is organizing a trip to Umrah and the Atabat in Karbala and Mashhad and Qum, inshallah, beginning March 14th until April 6th. And you can see the flyer outside. The coordinator is Sister Fariba Arab. You can call her and get more information from her on this trip. Wa sallallahu wa sallama ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.